Francesco's in Maitland. And Francesco, the owner, chef, is from Terramia in Lake Mary. Francesco has broken away and opened up his own place. Very good Italian and really excellent pizza. I ordered the pizza, just figured, well, you know, they've got pizzeria in their name, so I'll get a pizza. I really like this pizza. It's a very thin crust, but not cracker-like. It has a nice little elasticity to it. The sauce was perfect. I got one with some meats on it. I think there was pepperoni and sausage and some ham. And there was just the right amount of meat. It wasn't loaded so that it was too much. Just a nice balance. And I really like that pizza. And I think anybody who complains that Orlando doesn't have any good pizza places, you need to go and check out Francesco's Pizza. Very, very nice. Also had a chicken cacciatore that I thought was very nicely done. It was served separately on the plate. You had the pasta, and then you had the cacciatore, of course, the chicken breast, and the nice piquant tomato sauce and some green olives. I like putting green olives in my own chicken cacciatore. So it was nice to have those flavors there and to kind of mix it together with the pasta yourself so it's not a big glop. Very nice.
What's the price point like? Is it very expensive? Is it middle ground? Is it
very reasonably priced. You're not going to break the bank going out.
Okay, where else have you been?
Yaya's.
Yaya's?
Yaya's. That's a fun name to say, isn't it? Yaya's Cuban Cafe and Bakery. This is not a new place, but they have a new location. They've been on Cimarron Boulevard for a while, and they've taken over Tino's Cuban Cafe on Curry Ford. Here we're talking a fast casual restaurant where you go in and you order at the counter, have a seat, and they'll bring the food to you. The typical Cuban food, the roast pork, I really liked because it wasn't doused with the garlic sauce that a lot of the roast porks in Cuban restaurants are, but it was served on the side. So you can add it as you wanted to. And very nice black beans and rice. They do breakfast too, but it's more of a typical American breakfast. I had a nice omelet. Ordered the potatoes with it, thinking I would be getting hash browns, but it came with French fries. Just a tad odd, but, you know, it's a Cuban restaurant.
Sure. So where else did you
visit? Well, I went back to a place that I hadn't enjoyed before, Truffles Grill in Winter Park Village. When I had been there several months ago, they had just opened. Nothing went right. They just didn't have their act together. So I always like going back to a place that I've given a negative review to and see if they've made changes. And they've made changes. I'm really pleased to recommend it now. The food is still fairly, it's a middle-of-the-road kind of menu. One of their signature items is their chicken pot pie. I'm still not thrilled with the chicken pot pie, but there were several other things. A meatloaf that I thought was just very, very good. And, you know, I don't usually gush about meatloafs, but or is that meatloaves? Or I'm not sure what plural of that. Meats loaf?
I'm not sure either, but, but usually it's not gush-worthy, yeah, so not that's gush-worthy. Impressive.
So a nice meatloaf and served with good chunky mashed potatoes. And they have an excellent wine list with a lot of wines by the glass. And the atmosphere is comfortable. Slightly upscale, but without feeling like it's too fancy. And I think they're going to do okay.
Thank you very much,
Scott. All right, thank you.